1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center Time 752. And for Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representatives Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Very well. Very well, Tony. And excellent day, beautiful day outside. And you, how are you doing there?
Doing well, doing well. Enjoying the last few days of summer. All right, and speaking of which, how's your summer gone? What kinds of things have you done legislatively, or maybe not legislatively, but to constituent service, that kind of thing this summer?
Thank you, Tony. Well, thank you for the question. It has been a busy summer. It was a priority for me to be sure that the several Greenwich nonprofits that were benefiting with different grants have all the paperwork in place and they were being contacted for the disbursement. So to be in touch with all of them. In the current budget, working together with Representative Metzgers and myself, we were able to include the following ones. We did 750,000 bonding for the YWCA to help them solve the severe flooding issues they have in the building. Besides working with them in the presentation, we held different meetings in June and July in Hartford with the different departments that work through the process. And finally, early August, the governor included on the bonding agenda, and they were approved for the bonding that was a year and a half work for them. And as you know, the YWCA has programs that are 24/7. Besides the summer programs and the children camps, they are the leading agency for domestic violence. Also, we got grants for Barbara House, which is among the oldest nonprofits in Greenwich that support their all-year programs for our most needed families and seniors, family centers to support their first in education program. For Greenwich Alliance, we got a grant for education to support their AVID success programs, and also we obtained a scholarship, and we had been doing that for the last, since I am in office, and a scholarship for one of their program graduates to help her or him with the cost of attending a four-year college. With United Way and the Board of Education, we put a good program to help families that would qualify for ALI support, but for one reason or another do not qualify, to pay for the pre-K education. So both parents could work, knowing that the children are in a safe environment. And let me add that the United Way does not charge any overhead for the administration of these funds that we got for them. We got some money for the Friends of Natanya Withrow, so that they could renovate furniture at the facility, and also for the Costco Library to help them pay for a place during the summer and during the renovation period for the children to continue having their summer hours in a safe environment. So this include time, work, and I am very pleased that we were able to deliver. All of them are in good place. All of them have been contacted. Some of the disbursements are in the process, are being made, and so it takes time and visiting every single one, talking to them, going to Hartford, be sure that all the paperwork is in place.
All right. Speaking with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich, Representative, what are you hearing about a special session on housing? When will that take place? Have you heard anything?
I was in Hartford a week ago for a press conference. You might heard what happened to Representative Corey Parrish in Stamford. So we were there to support him, a press conference led by the Lieutenant Governor and Senator Richard Blumenthal. Every time that I am in Hartford, I see how the different committees, and it's a working process. And they are full-time working. We know that the governor's staff, plus the two committees, planning and zoning, housing, Representative Rojas are working, with also the different with WESCOG, with CCM, the Conference of Municipalities. All of them are just, we are a member, Greenwich is a member of WESCOG and CCM, and so I think that the input is being received. That's what we hear so far. We are also getting the first memos from the governor's office on the impact of the bill signed by the president on July 4th. And, you know, there are some impacts, especially on SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, that will be effective on 2025, some of them on 2026. So they might affect these current budgets, changes in to the higher education and student loan programs, and some changes to Medicaid that will be effective immediately as well. And there are some others that are effective in 26 and others in 27. So all of that is being put in place. So we will have to sit down. Will be difficult. Will be difficult because we will have to look into the numbers. I think that we don't want to go back to deficits. We want to keep our financial guardrails in place. So those are the two main issues, I believe, that we might be talking in a special session. We are seeing, as I said, we are starting to see preliminary numbers on the cuts. And I'm sure you saw, too, also what happened. That was a surprise, what happened with the windmill park outside Rhode Island, which is a bi-state Rhode Island and Connecticut project that is over 80% completed, is almost ready to be operational. And and by 2026, and the federal government just announced this week that they will not respect their contract and will cancel everything that had been granted and approved. We will not go back into something that we compromise with a foreign company to finish and be operating and benefiting so many families and housing and the cost of energy.
All right. Representative Arzino, appreciate your time. We've run out of time. We'll talk to you again next month. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Tony. Have a great weekend.
All right. That is State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich joins us on the fourth Thursday of each month right here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere.